Thank you, Colonel. Rambo, been looking forward to meeting you. How was your trip? No problems?
Not except for the damn heat, right? Never felt anything like it.
Come on in. Let's get down to business. I was glancing over your files. Makes for some pretty interesting reading.
Rambo John Jay, born 7-6-47, Bowie, Arizona, of Indian-German descent. It's a hell of a combination. Joined the Army 8-6-64, accepted Special Forces Specialization, light weapons. Cross-trained as medic, helicopter and language qualified, 59 confirmed kills, 2 silver stars, 4 bronze, 4 purple hearts, distinguished service cross, and the Medal of Honor.
You got around, didn't you? It's incredible.
Rambo, you're probably aware that there's almost 2,500 Americans still missing in action in Southeast Asia. Now, most of these boys are presumed killed, but to the League of Families, Congress, and lots of Americans, it's still a very emotional issue. Give me something cold, please. Rambo, you certainly don't know as much about me as I do you. But I hunched with the 2nd Battalion, 3rd Marines in Khantoum in 66. I lost a lot of good men. So I know what you and every vet feels. Now, maybe the government didn't care. Maybe certain segments of the population didn't care. My committee cares. Once done, rest assured we'll get our men back. Now, if there's any of our men at this POW target camp, you're to confirm their presence by taking photographs.
Photographs?
Just photographs. Under no circumstances are you to engage the enemy.
I'm supposed to leave them there?
I repeat, do not engage the enemy. The Phase 2 Delta Force assault team led by Colonel Troutman will handle the extraction. Okay. Anyway, I'd just like to say that I feel with your participation, this mission has a better than average chance to succeed where others will fail. I'll meet you both in the operations center in 1 hour. Impressed? Besides the monitoring devices you see here, you'll be issued every ultra-modern piece of equipment we have to ensure your safety. Rambo, you can feel totally safe because we have the most advanced weapons in the world available to us.
I've always believed that the mind is the best weapon.
Times change.
For some people.
Don't let me interrupt you, Colonel.
Upon insertion, call into base camp on Transat, and then proceed to Point Hawk, September, to rendezvous with your ground contact, Indigenous Agent Kobau.
Is he listening?
Indigenous Agent Kobau.
Colonel. You sure he's still not unbalanced from the war? We can't afford to have anybody involved in this mission. We might crack under pressure in that hell.
POWs? Doubtful. But there's people to satisfy. Questions that have to be answered.
You don't sound too emotional about it.
Wasn't my war, Colonel. Just here to clean up the mess.
What do you mean he's hung up? What? Erickson, abort the mission. Pull out!
Maybe the smart thing to do is to abort the mission right now before there's any more complications. I mean, who could survive something like that?
He deserves the benefit of the doubt. He's got 36 hours to complete the mission and reach the extraction point. We owe him that.
Well, of course we do. But understand something now. In 36 hours, we pull out.
No further reports.
I want to go up with the extraction team at dawn.
Denied.
Denied.
It's an unnecessary risk.
We have a schedule to keep.
With who? We don't even know if Rambo's alive.
Okay. If you want to go through with it, we will. Colonel's going to be joining the extraction team. You're a damn good man, Troutman.
What did you say?
They've got one of ours.
Hey. The station's on condition Bravo. Myers, Harrison, go on. Come everybody, yeah! Come on, move!
What are your comment priority frequency? Give me the mic.
Dragonfly, this is Coach One. This is an Alpha Kilo Victor command priority.
I want you to abort the mission immediately. I say again, this is a recall. Confirm, over.
Say again, Coach One. Say again.
I'm telling you to abort.
Don't act so innocent, Colonel. You had your suspicions, and if you suspected then, you're sort of an accessory, aren't you?
Don't ever count me with you and your scum. It was a lie, wasn't it? Just like the whole damn war. It was a lie.
What are you talking about?
That camp was supposed to be empty. Rambo goes in, a decorated vet. He finds no POWs. The Congress buys it, case closed. And if he happens to get caught, nobody knows he's alive except you and your computers. And you can reprogram that, can't you?
Who in the hell do you think you're talking to, Trotman?
A stinking bureaucrat that's trying to cover his ass.
No, not just mine, Trotman. We're talking about a nation's. Besides, it was your hero's fault. Now, if your warrior had gone in, done what the hell he was supposed to do, we'd be out of this clean and simple. He was just supposed to take pictures.
And if those pictures showed something, they would have been lost, wouldn't they?
Oh, Trotman, I still don't think you understand what this is all about.
The same as it always is. Money. In 72, we were supposed to pay the Kong $4.5 billion in war reparations. We reneged. They kept the POWs. And you're doing the same thing all over again.
And what the hell would you do, Trotman? Pay blackmail money to ransom our own men and finance the war effort against our allies? What if some burnout POW shows up on the 6 o'clock news? What do you want to do? Start the war all over again? You want to bomb Hanoi? Want everybody screaming for armed invasion? You think somebody's going to get up on the floor of the United States Senate and ask for billions of dollars for a couple of forgotten ghosts?
Men, goddammit! Men who fought for the Kardashians!
Enough! Trotman, I'm going to forget this conversation ever took place.
You bastard.
And if I were you, I'd never make the mistake of bringing this subject up again.
You're the one who's making the mistake.
Yeah, what mistake?
What is it, Wolf?
Rambo, this is Murdoch. We're glad you're alive.
Where are you? Give us your position and we'll come to pick you up.
You're risking your career, your reputation, even your family's security. You honestly think any one man's worth all that?
Yes, I do.
I'm giving you a direct order to withdraw from this project.
Do I get the rescue team or do I go over your head?
You don't seem to understand something. I'm in charge here. You're just a tool. We're the machine. I want him placed under arrest. He's not to leave the base.
He never had a chance, did he?
Like you said, Colonel, he went home.
Rambo, I don't make the orders. I take them just like you. I swear to God, I didn't know it was supposed to happen like this.
It was just supposed to be another assignment.